I feel like I don't wear that hat in the community anymore like I used to, of the, you know, the lesbian activist with, you know, fairness. But I think that's definitely always going to be a part of, you know, identifying. Because there's a part of me that's always, and I'm very proud to be an out Black lesbian, and always will be. I mean, I struggled with it a long time and, of course, lost my family because of it. But I've acquired another family. My church is my family. My friends, very good and close friends, are my family. It's always going to be a part of me, and I'm always going to be proud that it is a part of me.
You mentioned that you still don't have that connection with your own family. Mm. How is that relationship with your biological family to this day?
Oh, it is totally non-existent. To be honest with you, I don't know if I even have any family left here. I probably do, but I mean, I was just, when I was involved with Fairness, and I finally was like, okay, look, I'm going to do this because I want to be able to, you know, help make a difference and be a voice for someone who's not able to do this. And to me, Louisville's not like a huge place, so I mean, I know word had gotten back to them, and they were just, I think if they were to probably pass me on the street, they wouldn't even acknowledge me. They'd probably cross the street, and that's fine. I mean, it took me a lot of years to finally kind of accept that, you know, we're never going to agree about this. I'm not going to go back in the closet. I'm not going to hide who I am.
We talked a little bit about your own story with your employment issue that is what got you rolling in your activism. Would you mind just telling us that story?
Not at all. I was working at a daycare center, and it was wonderful. I had my own kids, and so I knew what my routine would be every day and who my kids would be. And it was just, it really just did start from a conversation with someone, with some of the other ladies up in the break room during lunch. They'd talk about what they did over the weekend and their husbands or boyfriends. And one of the girls asked me, she said, well, you never talk about that. I'm like, well, I don't go to bars. I work and I go home and I go to church kind of thing. And it was just, you know, she said, oh, okay, I was just, you know, just wondering. And then, I don't know, I just went on about my business working, and a few weeks after that, and she said, okay, I have another question. I'm like, okay. She said, this is just a sense, I guess. She said, I think, you know, do you like girls? I'm like, yeah. And she said, okay. She said, okay, I thought so. I don't know if there's something I said or did that she figured it out. And I thought, I'm not going to lie about it if I'm asked. So, and then it was like, she asked me that, I will never forget. It was on a Monday, and then Wednesday, next thing you know, I'm being called into the office saying there was an incident that happened with a child, and it was like Monday afternoon at lunchtime, and I'm like, I had no clue about what they were talking about. Well, we have to investigate this. And then like a week later, they're like, we just don't feel like we can trust you around children any longer. And that was on a Wednesday, and they had the security guard walk me back to my room. I wasn't allowed to say anything to my children. I needed to get what I had and leave. And walking down the street, and ran into a friend from church, and just, she said, what are you doing? And I just fell and just started crying. And thought I wasn't going to cry. and it was just, it was the, I don't know, probably the most heartbreaking thing of my life. And I don't regret to this day that when she asked me that question, I would have not answered it any differently. And that's why I am as out as I am, because, you know, I'm never going to hide who I am.